coming off the success of Inglourious Basterds to this, how has your career changed in terms of the notice and the visibility on your career to be able to support a film like this, especially over here in America?
First of all, I did the concert before Inglourious Basterds, so it's strange for me to just go the tour with Inglourious Basterds and then come back to do the concert promotion, because it was like 2 years ago now. Yeah, it changed a lot of things. What I really love, it's because I'm really proud of Inglourious Basterds and, of course, all the success. But I'm also very proud of the concert movie, so it's perfect because it's French movies and big Hollywood movies too, so it's like a big mix of two great movies I love.
You were talking about all the promotion and the publicity for Inglourious Basterds. What is that like to come into that for the first time on such a huge scale, where normally you're worried about just coming to set and doing a good job in terms of the acting, but then having to come and face a worldwide press tour like that?
The strange thing was, we did the movie during like 4 months, and then Quentin disappeared, editing the movie, and after like 3 months, everybody was together again at Cannes Festival. So it was like, okay, the shooting was like 3 months ago, and now we just promote it. It's like, wow. And we're starting to make interviews, and we didn't see the movie. So it's like, wow, it's going to be a big surprise at the same time of the audience, which is really rare, because usually you just see the movie like in a private projection. And now it was like in Cannes, and everybody was like so stressed out. And it's funny because I was sitting next to Quentin, and he was like, okay, you can take my hand if you're just scared or whatever. And I was like, oh my God!
Talking about pressure.
Yeah, a lot. And of course, I always trusted it, but it was such a beautiful gift to discover the movie like this. And after that, we're just starting to be on tour, so it was kind of crazy because for the first time I just met Quentin until the end of the promotion. It's like 1 year and a half now.
I saw that you've already filmed Beginners with Christopher Plummer and Ewan McGregor, and professionally it just must be a completely different experience now.
Yes and no, because at the same time, making this movie was really another way to work. No big pressure, not big money pressure. We did the movie in 3 weeks, and working with Ewan McGregor was just a dream, and I didn't feel like I'm doing an American movie.
In which sense?
Because Ewan is Scottish, and it was my first English experience, because I was speaking in English on that movie.
Sure.
And I just felt so free, because it's not my language, and it was just 3 weeks of shooting, so it's going so fast. So you don't have time to wait for another take. It's really going so fast. And I came back to Paris, and I was on stage during 3 months. I did a play, and it was great because it was a big success in France. And after that, I made another French movie. Of course, things change. For example, when I go to the U.S., people recognize me at the airport, which is really big for me. But for now, I just wanted to take my time and just choose amazing director. And I don't care if they are American or Danish or Italian or English. I always choose my movie because of a director and a story and a character.
Now, there are several similarities between Anne-Marie and The Concert and Shoshana from Inglourious Basterds. Both characters are left parentless as a result of anti-Semitism. You've found a new family for yourself in another country in a professional sense in both cases. How much did The Concert help you in mining that emotional ground for Inglourious Basterds as well?
I never took any theater lessons. So when I started to do movies, I was 14, and I always said every shooting, it's a new experience for the next one. And I think The Concert, with all that violent challenge, helped me to just get a Inglourious Basterds big production and big pressure. So it was like, oh, okay, I did something hard to learn the Tchaikovsky in 2 months. So I was like maybe stronger in a way.
And you're also playing violin as a lefty, which is difficult because it's a right-handed instrument. How difficult was that for you to work on an instrument that is not a natural
thing? Well, I had an amazing teacher, that's all. And my teacher was the sound of my violin in the movie. She's the one who played. And we spent 2 months together, and she became a good friend of mine, and she just teach me step by step, little things, but very important things. And I just followed her because she was on tour, so I could be like involved with an orchestra backstage and just observe musician life. because it was not like just the challenge of being a violinist at the end. You can always find tricks to just play maybe 20 seconds and just stop. But I just really wanted to feel like I'm a musician. So I just observe her during hours, how she can be focused on something and how she just became the violin. We spent 2 weeks in the theater. And every day I was like, oh no, let's take another take, because I was like playing with the orchestra on stage and just pretend I'm a violin, which just that sort of experience when you are an actor is really amazing.
I saw that you're good friends with Marion Cotillard. As her career has taken off since Lovie en Rose, and she's doing a lot of mainstream American films now, have you had conversations about the direction that your career will take? And if so, what's the best advice that she's given you?
She came to my house like 3 months ago, and we just spent like 5 hours together, but like two friends. So we just wanted to talk about life, and I'm really super proud of her. But I'm making my own career, and there is no jealousy, and maybe it's why we do friends. It's two different ways to work, and I'm not ready to do all this. Maybe I'm not strong enough in a way, and I'm recording a CD with Damien Rice, and I'm going to direct my own movie in 5 months. So I think I'm really proud of what she's doing, but I think she's proud of me in another way.
I know we have to wrap up, but I just wanted to ask you about the film that you're directing. What is it about, and who's in it?
Oh, too complicated. It's going to be French actors, but we don't have time to just talk about the story because I'm still writing the script now.
Is Tarantino giving any advice at all? Or?
Yeah, do the movie you want. Make your own movie. That's the only advice.
Congratulations on the concert, and good luck.
Thank you.